Welcome, everybody. It's another episode of After Hours. Let's talk. It's late. The world's quiet. And if you're listening to this, I already know you've been there. That person you knew wasn't good for you. The one who made you question your own worth, your sanity, your patience. And yet, you kept going back. Tonight, we're going to talk about why we do it. Why we're drawn to people who set our hearts on fire, even if it burns us in the process. This is After Hours, Let's Talk, and tonight's conversation might get a little uncomfortable. But that's what we're here to do. Tonight's episode is why we fall for people who aren't good for us. So we're going to start the segment out with what's on your mind tonight. I have a few submissions. The first one is from Jasmine. She writes, "There's this guy I know. He's bad for me. He's inconsistent. Always keeping me guessing. I feel drained after every conversation. But when he's asleep, it's like nothing else matters. Why can't I just let him go?" Well, Jasmine, if you're listening, you're not alone. We all have that one person who feels like a mix of poison and honey. Sweet enough to keep us tasting, toxic enough to keep us hurting. Sometimes the worst part is, deep down, we already know the answer. We just don't want to face it. And that's the sad, sad truth. Because we always have the answers that we're looking for. And it is a hard reality sometimes to accept them. Our next submission comes from Terry. Terry writes, "People are fake and don't take accountability for nothing." And this is very true, Terry. Nowadays, people have no accountability for anything they do in life to others or to themselves. It's all about shifting blame onto others. No one wants to see themselves and have to take responsibility for the hurt they cause or the problems they create in other people's lives. It's a hard reality. But we have to be aware and be careful of people like this and not allow them into our most intimate moments and spaces. It's hard to do, but it is very necessary. Thank you all for your thoughts tonight. As always, they have been very insightful, very thought-provoking. And with that being said, it's time to take a deep dive into tonight's conversation. So let me tell you guys about someone I once knew. He had this way of looking at me. And he had this way of making me feel as if I was the only person in the world that mattered. When we were together, it was very magical. Very sweet. Very loving. We laughed. We held each other. We teased one another. And just enjoyed each other's company. But, as always, the good times were good. I had to take a moment because it's a little hard for me to talk about things like this, you know, opening myself up. But, the good times were good. But the bad times were bad, you know? There wasn't any communication for days sometimes. I would get one word responses and very short and to the point conversations when we did speak. I mean, I felt very lonely. It was very lonely at times. There were other women, and I had a lot of lonely, lonely nights, you guys. But I loved him. I loved him so much. I loved him with everything I had in me. And when things were good, they were great. And I just couldn't find it in myself to walk away. Because no matter how good things were, those bad times really hurt. And a person can only take so much. And as always, he found ways to convince me that things would get better. He wouldn't do these things anymore. It's just me, and we'd be able to be okay and be us like we were before. But that didn't stand true. Things didn't change. Things didn't get better. And I still stayed. The toxicity of the ups and the downs became very draining. Having a roller coaster of emotions. Being treated good one day and treated like you're nothing the next is exhausting and overwhelming and tiring. No fun being on that roller coaster at all. I stayed as long as I did because I loved him and I wanted those good days to continue. If they came far in between, I didn't care because they came, you know? And I wanted to hold on to that no matter what. I was holding on to the potential and the goodness and the person that I fell in love with in the beginning. And what I knew he could be, I wanted to hold on to that. No matter how much everything else he was doing was hurting me in the meantime. And you know what? We tend to do this as humans. Because we see the good and we feel we can get that back if we just do this or tweak that. But here's the thing. When someone is inconsistent, your brain doesn't know when the next good moment is coming. That unpredictability, it hits your dopamine receptors like a jackpot machine. It's literally addictive. Because we're reaching and we're searching and we're going back. Just hoping that, you know, it'll happen. I can get that back. We can be good again. We can be great again. You know, we're chasing and chasing and chasing something. And that is literally very addictive when you want something so badly. Then there's that flamilla. I can't speak tonight, you guys. Then there's that familiarity. If you grew up in an environment where love felt like something you had to earn, chaos can feel normal. It's something that we cling to because it's all we know, you know? And let's not forget the ego. Part of us thinks, if I can get this person to treat me right, I win. But spoiler alert, you don't win. You don't win at all. You just lose. You lose yourself. You lose your confidence. You lose your sense of happiness and that joy and spark in your eyes. You stop thinking that good things can happen. Despair sets in and depression takes over, sadness and hurt, and you lose yourself. Slowly but surely, you lose the essence of who you are and who you were before that person walked into your life. You start becoming someone you don't recognize anymore. And neither does your family or your friends. No one that knows you recognizes you anymore because you're not that person anymore. So why do we stay? Because hope is a hell of a drug. And that it is. We remember the good moments, even if they're rare, and convince ourselves they mean something bigger. But here's the truth. Healthy love isn't a guessing game. It's steady. It's safe. And it doesn't require you to break yourself just to keep it. Let that sink in. Reflect on that for a while. Because love should never be broken. You shouldn't be broken just to love. Yes, love hurts sometimes and love can be sad, but love should never cause you to not recognize yourself and change the essence of who you are. With that being said, tonight's quote of the night. Sometimes the person you want most is the person you're best without. Let that sit with you. Because wanting isn't the same as needing. Loving someone doesn't mean you have to keep. Remember, sometimes it's best to let them go. It may hurt, but sometimes it does require us to let it go, to let them go. So, with that being said, you guys, we've come to the end of the night. End of this conversation, hit home. Know this, you're not broken for wanting someone who isn't good for you. You're human, but you deserve love that feels like peace, not like war. Shouldn't hurt, shouldn't be chaotic. Shouldn't require so much draining and energy from you. It should be natural. It should flow. It should extend who you are. So, know this. You're not broken for wanting someone who isn't good for you. You're human. Please know that. Send me your submissions, your thoughts, for the next week's episode. Or the next day. The link is in the episode description. And send this to those that may be able to benefit from this or have been going through something like this. You never know when someone just needs to hear a kind voice. Until then, take a breath, protect your peace, and protect your heart, and take it easy, and remember, the night always has something to say. Until next time, guys, I'm your host, Shorty For Real. And this has been After Hours. Let's talk. Good night.